The monsoon season is looming, and for many of the 2 million people in Pakistan's conflict-ridden Swat Valley who were forced to flee their homes, this could spell trouble. WHO Assistant Director General Dr. Eric LaRoche is in Pakistan looking at the condition of the camps and assessing the needs. In a telephone interview from Islamabad, he tells journalists here in Geneva there is likely to be an upsurge of diseases during the upcoming rainy season. He says he expects outbreaks of waterborne diseases, particularly diarrhea, acute respiratory infections, and malaria.
We need to be prepositioning drugs against diarrhea, drugs against pneumonia, drugs against also malaria and so on, mosquito nets. I mean, everything which pertains to treating these diseases.
But money is a problem. Dr. LaRoche says the World Health Organization has only received $2 million of its $10 million appeal for essential drugs. He says lack of money will make it very difficult to contain disease outbreaks. About 2 million people fled their homes during the peak of fighting between the Pakistani government and Taliban militants. About 10% or 200,000 of them are in camps. The other 90% are staying with family and friends. Dr. LaRoche says he is most worried about that group, the 90% or 1.8 million internally displaced people living with host families. He says the camps are well run and have health care facilities for treating the sick and injured. He says such care is not available for the people living in private homes. He says the overcrowded conditions in host families will lead to a lot of health problems and increased disease. He says a major challenge facing WHO is to try to reach these people and provide them with preventive care to ward off disease. And if that fails, he says health workers must be able to provide sick people with life-saving treatment. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.